This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tyrann Mathieu is going to be the first big decision that Brian Gain has to make. Obviously, Clowney is as well, but we all think that he's going to get franchise tag. Tyrann Mathieu is going to be a guy. I'm starting to lean more toward the direction that Tyrann Mathieu is going to be back and Kareem Jackson is going to be playing elsewhere in 2019. But there could be a team that's in competition for the Honey Badger services, and it's out there in Tampa Bay with Bruce Arians, the first year head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He was Matthew's coach in Arizona, and there are reports that that Tampa Bay could be very, very heavily interested in bringing the Honey Badger and reuniting him with his former coach.
I think there's going to be a lot. Yes, on that one. But I think there's going to be a lot of people in the market for Tyrann Mathieu. And part of it is just because, you know, his history of making big plays. And he also has that brand, that name. I mean, people just immediately recognize him and connect him with, you know, making big plays in Arizona and certainly here with the Texans a little bit.
I've done a complete 180. I think that the Honey Badger, you have to bring back the Honey Badger. And I was originally a Kareem Jackson guy, but the more you look at it and the more you think about it, I don't know that I want the versatility. I don't want the versatility as much as I do. I would rather them get cornerbacks who can actually cover to where Kareem Jackson doesn't have to be a cornerback.
Well,
or Tyrann Mathieu doesn't have to do cornerback things.
I'm glad you brought that up because I think Tyrann Mathieu is also thinking, where do I fit best? He knows he can't cover here. Or, you know, I'm not saying he's
You're going to get in another beef with the Honey Badger?
I've never been in a beef with the Honey Badger. I just think he knows his shortcomings. Everybody does. He needs to go to a defense in his own mind. I think he's thinking Chicago, Pittsburgh, teams that have a good, I know Pittsburgh wasn't great this year, but, Chicago more than anybody. You put Tyrann Mathieu in that Bears defense? Come on now.
I think Tyrann Mathieu, because 30 days free agency starts, but we know about the legal tampering and all that. I think Tyrann Mathieu will agree to a deal the first day. I think it's a done deal that Tyrann Mathieu is going to be here. You can lock it up.
Here?
You can lock it up. Yes.
They're going to make a run at him. They want him.
I think it's going to be a very, very easy decision for Brian Gain. I think they're going to bring back the Honey Badger, and I think it's going to be one of those.
So you
I think Kareem Jackson's gone. The more I talk to people, the more I think that Kareem Jackson's gone. Mm-hmm. Who, by the way, 85th ranked player in the entire league last year, on the Pro Football Focus top 100. Not too shabby for a guy in a contract year that didn't get to even play safety all season long. 713-572-4610. If you want to get in, let's go to Antonio. Antonio, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think we get Le'Veon Bell with a below average offensive line, nor a coach who uses the running back for like screen purposes or wheel routes. Because Bill O'Brien hasn't been known to do that too often. Thank you.
I don't know who what other option has he had. I know Lamar Miller was a little bit better receiver in Miami than he was here. But first of all, if you think they're going to roll this offensive line back out there next year, then you're crazy. They're going to address this offensive line. They're going to try to improve it. But I hear all these people talking about Bill O'Brien doesn't use running backs this way. When has he ever had a guy like Le'Veon Bell?
No. You're right on that. However, Le'Veon Bell has a say in this too. Does he want to run against the promise of this offensive behind the promise of this offensive line or behind the Colts line, which is already set?
I mean, that's a no-brainer,
right? But, so that's why.
But I just don't. I think we're assuming that this offensive line is going to be they're going to seriously address this offensive line. We could see two new tackles next year.
Sure.
We could even see new centers or new guards. This is not going to be the same offensive line next year. And just look at the highest paid running backs in the league right now. Mm-hmm. Todd Gurley. How did he look in the playoffs? How did Todd Gurley look?
Well, he was absent.
why would you want to pay someone like Le'Veon Bell the kind of money that Todd Gurley got? At least Todd Gurley, you know that he likes football. Mm-hmm. You know that Todd Gurley is 100% committed. What do we know about him?
We know he's had 4 or 5 seasons of amazing production. I don't know how, I mean, whether you love football or not, you can't deny what he's done.
I'm not going to deny. I can't deny what he's done, but I just don't know if it's going to continue. I don't think he's going to come back fresher. And let's put it this way: we've seen guys that sit out a long. What about the soft tissue injuries and everything that comes with sitting out an entire season with Le'Veon?
Well, I don't know if that's going to. I think that might actually help. Soft tissue injuries, sitting out for a year. So I don't think that's necessarily an argument.
American football, or the Alliance of American Football, opened this weekend. It outdrew the Rockets games. A lot of people are saying this shows just how much people love football. I go the other way, and we're going to talk to Tim McMahon of ESPN.com, who's covering who covers the Houston Rockets, and the Rockets are hosting the Mavs tonight over there. Luka Doncic is in town, averaging 20 points as a rookie, one of the best rookies we've seen in a while. I think this says more about the NBA's regular season than it does football itself. I think the NBA's regular season is watered down, and we talk about football. I think the magnitude of football games is what people like. I think the NBA's regular season is just so watered down at this point that that's what it says more. I don't think people were starving for this, and I don't know that there's that long of a shelf life for these ratings to last as long as some people would hope.
I think once they – I disagree. I think once they get more of a connection with these players and these teams, they might even be better. Because they seem to be doing it the right way, just how they put on the production. You know what I mean? It's just fun to watch. But, yes, I mean, I think both things could be true here. The NBA, just people don't like to watch the NBA in the regular season. They just, I mean, think about that was Rockets with Harden and Oklahoma City Thunder. I mean, a team that has all the stars.
Westbrook and George.
Yes. And they got a 2.0 on national television.
What was the point of? I mean, what's the magnitude of that? Like, after
totally agree with you. I think people just aren't seeing, you know, they're just not connected with basketball in general. Now, if your own team is doing something, that's one thing.
Rockets got 27 games remaining.
Although they got outshone here too with the Rockets.
They got what?
The Rockets got the football got a bigger rating here too.
27 games remaining in the regular season.
And they haven't even had the All-Star game yet.
No. It's a weird format that they got right now.
Weird year.
Mike seems like he's kind of panicking on the Rockets. He thinks that Oklahoma City's a better team. I just don't think the reason that the Rockets aren't moving my needle as much right now is outside of James Harden and his 29 straight 30-plus point games, I can't fairly evaluate the Rockets. They're not full strength. They haven't been full strength all year. Chris Paul has missed most of the games. And Clint Capella, when he's not out there, they're a completely different team. So I can't sit here and develop a hot take about the Rockets.
Well, that's fine, what you're saying. But if you just said it, there's only 27 games left, and they haven't been
able to get healthy.
Well, yeah, but they haven't been healthy. I'm saying so they're not a healthy team. You know, they've played 50 games, and this is what they are. So this is what they are. They're a team that's just they can't rebound as well as they used to, and is just James Harden and the Seven Dwarfs.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.